receive. I receive, sir. I receive. I receive. I must never come to my office again, but I have one of my sons in there. Never. All the days of my life. All right. So I just take turn, rotate it. You don't train your family, you're not much of a minister. Train them. Keep training. Just keep training. Always train your family. Amen. Amen. Now you recognize in this school that you are coming into God's original plan. The government, go ahead and sit down. The government that God have brought us into is nothing new, but it had been smothered so long that it seemed like a new idea. Okay? You know there's a lack in miracles, right? And sign. Now we got, every now and then we get a little report, you know, but the manifestations and demonstration the early church had is few and little in generation after generation up to this generation. The problem has been that men have not known how to have fellowship right because the authority has not been in place properly in ministry. And the connection haven't been properly in ministry. Yes, sir. We need to change that. Yes, sir. Okay? So now, in school, you're going to bump your head up against some things that you're going to have to pray about. But I want you to search the scriptures. Yes, sir. Because everything in this school will be validated by scripture. Stronger to wear a stronger anointing. A stronger anointing than the average person. The average minister do not have a strong anointing. The average minister, as I said, have done a lot of performing, but lacking the power that the church really need to see, like somebody walking in your shadow and getting healed, or they send a handkerchief from your body and the person get healed or get delivered. If we participate right in this school, I feel great about it. As I said, and I know you hear me say it, but I've been in this business 40 years. And I've seen a few turns and been around some of the biggest ministers in the world. Preached with some of the biggest ministers in the world. But here I'm seeing something, even here at Word of Life, but here in this school and this transitional period, this stepping back to the power and to the ability. So the lessons that we're giving you are to flush you and fool you. The major problem is flushing you. We have to get this plaque out the order of your anointing. Things are blocking you. And If you work and if you cooperate, the information and the anointing, because actually you're being taught by an apostolic team. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You're being taught by an apostolic team. And so we're dealing with chapter 20 tonight. Seven types of followers in Jesus' day. Now, I wrote a note for you here because I saw it in my studies and in my prayer time. Here we can locate and, if needed, correct our motive in ministry. Here we can locate and, if needed, correct our motive in ministry. You won't find that in the book. That's not the book. That's not in the book. You better take a note on that. Because from these seven, when I was studying and preparing, I see ministerial problems here that don't know how to flow, attach themselves to you for the wrong reason. We're going to see that in these seven type of followers, but I thought ministry can be around the real thing and acting in the wrong purpose. So therefore, they will not receive what God wants them to have because they have another motive. Definitely, one of the things that caused Christianity to fry this time and season is when we begin to talk about following a man. Everybody want to follow Jesus. But Jesus sent the man or the woman. And so we got to come to grip that there's people who have special anointing. Anointing. God have anointed them for a certain hour or a certain time. We'll face it. You could pick on the team all day long, but it wasn't only one Michael Jordan. The other boy knew how to play with the ball and throw it up against the backboard, but Michael come flying through the air, wave people head, dump it and wave at them. And so that's all right. You can accept that. Now, the team accepted Michael. Why? He called them to do what? Win! Everybody want to win, right? So you don't have to have it all, but you can be connected to different joints in the body. All right. So in John's gospel, you read the sixth chapter of John. It's a very thrilling aspect of Jesus' ministry. And I had no idea he pointed out this many things in the sixth chapter of John. But some things are pointed out here that is terrific, terrifically spiritual. Real spiritual, get a hold of them. So the first type he talked about is those who saw the signs. And that's the first type of follower. Or those who saw the signs Jesus did on those that were sick and possessed. They saw the signs. Saw the sign. And I'll say something about it in a minute. I'm going to read what the author had and elaborate on that. That's John 6:2, you see. And a great multitude was following him because they were. A great multitude was following him because. Underline that word. They was following him because. They was following him because. What did he say next? They were seeing the sign, which he was performing on those who were sick. See what they're following for? What they're following for? Sign. Yeah, following for sign. 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 I know a lot of men who have missed a good covering because they didn't want to submit. They didn't want to submit. The other point out here, let's see if we can locate ourselves here and be aware of these facts, that they needed to be in a crowd with a supernatural power and the miraculous were in demonstration. That ain't going to happen all the time. That's right. That's it. See? You know? And that's where people get fanatical. Cults come from. Yeah, that's right. People falsifying prophecies and trying to make something happen miraculous. It does not happen all the time. You must become a word-orientated person. You must live by faith. Are y'all here? The main lesson a minister have to learn is that the just live by faith. Yes. Don't ever get away from faith. Because if you get away from faith, what you're going to do, you're going to end up in a fantasy world. Yeah. And then familiar spirits going to assist you to mess up. Then nobody ain't going to be telling that because you think you're in the middle of the road. You know, you got a lot of jumbling and stuff going on. So they needed a crown with a supernatural power, and the miracles were in demonstration. It won't come to a good setting where a Good lesson is taught. Good instruction is given. You see what I'm saying? Wisdom being released. Strategies from the Holy Ghost, not worldly strategy. Strategy from the Holy Ghost is being given. Don't sound as good as this. See, don't sound as good. This sounds better because it got the, you got all of the glamour of the time, technology and all. It's just flat over here. You know, I can't use my computer with this. See. And so we have to come to grip now, class. I want you to come to grip with the fact that you don't need a crowd, and then be careful of the crowd that always got supernatural power and the miraculous in demonstration. That's a dangerous crowd. In my upcoming in the ministry, I had to come to grip with that there are going to be different atmosphere, different services. And you have to flow with what the Holy Ghost is doing. And not trying to work nothing up. I've tried to work some things up during my days, you know. I got a few more witnesses here. Amen. Secondly, yet they did not follow Jesus in fulfilling God's call on his life. See, they wanted the demonstration. They saw the sign. But they were not able, to submit to him and help him do what he was doing. See, they wouldn't follow him. Yet they did not follow Jesus in fulfilling God's call on his life. See, that's when they really would have got blessed. You know, that's why the disciples all mixed up at the cross. They didn't even know what was going on. Yes, sir. These are a group of believers who want to be in church that has the best of everything. Yeah, so now, and they don't even know what the best is. Yeah, right. Wow. See, but they call it the best because of the setting of how the church operates and how the church functions. Always say this, and you know, God. Now, when I say something kind of bold, like I'm talking about my insufficiency and how great God is. Yes, but I always say this: if I have a member attending Word of Life, they pay attention. I'll put them up anywhere, yes, with anybody from any school, any college, any church. They ought to be able to stand their ground. Yes, see what I'm saying? Yes, then the next thing is, now this is a dangerous one. They want to be seen in the crowd that is part of a successful church. See, they're following signs. They're following sign seekers. And then the following of a sign is just a status symbol for some. In other words, now I want to look at one scripture here that you all know, but it need to come to play. In Luke chapter 9, before I tell you, turn there. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Who know what that verse says? It's a very familiar verse. Don't turn. I ain't told you to turn. They all cheating. No, you're not cheating. All right. I want to talk. Huh? No. No. Huh? How often? Yeah, turn to it. That's it right there. Luke 9:23. And I think this verse will help us to go through these followers. Now I'm saying I'm using these same demarcation marks for ministry, because a lot of time ministry, all they want is the miraculous and the supernatural, and want high class clamor. Somebody look at them high class, you know. They don't want to get out in the ditch and do what they need to do. But Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself daily, take up his cross, die, and follow me. And I'll add a word to that. You want me to add a word to that? Yes. And do not frustrate the grace of God. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's Galatians 2:21, I think. It's 20 talk about being crucified. And 21 says, frustrate not the grace of God. You cannot function in ministry in frustrated grace, because grace is the fuel that you must use to obey God, to please God. You know, faith in that too. Faith in grace. Let's say faith in grace. But I'm talking about grace, that favor. Well, let's say faith in favor. We need faith in favor. In order to function properly in the spirit world, you need faith and favor. faith and grace. Same way you were saved, you see.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Because there's going to come time, look like nothing is working right.
Wow.
You got to walk by faith then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you're going to have to walk by favor, knowing that I don't feel nothing, but yet God's favor is still with me because I believe what he said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I trust him.
Yes,
now, if you can't do that, now you can't do that, you're going to get off. You're not going to make it.
Yeah.
All right? So that voice, make it a part of you. You got to deny yourself daily. I wrote not only, let's see. This is why ministers cannot and will not submit to a covering. They're not ready to be a committed disciple. They have not watched this follower, this type of follower here who followed after, they saw the sign and the sign caused them to follow. They haven't watched, give the Holy Spirit a chance to show them where the sign originated from.
Yeah.
The origin of the sign was an anointing. But if you get so hung up on the sign, you'll never walk in it because you've missed the origin of it.
Wow.
Where you at, Claire?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you should miss it. See, that's why we got so many big chiefs and so many little squalls in the ministry now, because we don't learn the lesson, so we just be a little squall all our life, a little, you know. That shouldn't be. Everybody should have power.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
My fresh word for the day. And you have to have a fresh word every day. You see, how many of y'all get into my meditation? A fresh word every day. Mine's just Luke 10:19. God give it to me at 4:45 this morning. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to trade upon Satan. So I carry that all day long. And Satan know I'm carrying it. Fresh. See, not what God has said, but what God is saying to me today. So I want you to get your word every day. Yeah, you meditate and ask your Lord, what's your word for the day? Hold on to that word. That's your fresh word. That's your sword of protection, provision, prevailing, everything right there that day. All right. Now, the second type of follower, and I have some experience in this, so I can say the second type of minister, who ate the food that Jesus provided. Look at John 6:26. I'm telling you, excellent lesson. Excellent, excellent. Get you on your toes. Jesus answered them and said, truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because, the other one was because of the sign. But this group here, not because of the sign, but you got it because. But because you had the Lord was filled. Wrong because. Huh? Wrong because. That's twice. Two wrong because. Filing, two wrong because for filing. Two wrong calls for filing. One for sign, one for food. Neither one of them spiritual. Neither one of them will obtain any anointing. Neither one of them would get any lesson in the spirit world where they can be a blessing to themselves and a blessing to people they're ministering to, because they're just following signs and bread, physical bread. Let's see what he said about this. They had their physical need met and was contingent looking for physical substance for their own life. Oh, that's a wrap there on ministry right now. That's why so many ministers are struggling. They're trying to survive. Lord, one day I'm going to Richmond, Virginia, and he wants me to ask the people, how many of y'all live on fixed income? You know, people can't lie. They got to, well, you're wrong. Shut down. And Bob ain't saying nothing about no fixed income. Bob talk about overflow. Fixed income, man. That's an insult to God. A budget is an insult to God. How can you budget his feed at 320? How can you budget Luke 6:38? How can you budget 2 Corinthians 9 and 8? You don't budget nowhere around it. How can you budget my cup running over? You just got to get the right account open.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They were merely following Jesus because they enjoyed the care and concern he took over them. Yes, it's all about me.
Yeah.
All about me. He says, these are groups of believers who are in church only to get blessed. The Bless Me Club. I've met them, boy. I try to kill them all. Come here, I kill them. Kill it out of them. Just kill. I come preach crazy, you know. Watch what he says now. They get all they want and all they can from the church without paying the price of commitment. Just eat. They're takers. That's what they are. Just eat. Look, I'm going to read this one again. They get all they want. And that's the same way with ministerial connection. They get all they want, all they can from the church without paying the price of commitment. They get all they want from a spiritual father without paying the price of commitment. Boy, Elijah made Elisha commit, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
He kept telling me, I ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm going to Jericho. Elijah said, yes, sir, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yes, their philosophy. Their philosophy says that the church is there for them to be blessed. And that was matter most for them.
Yes, sir.
We're looking at the second type of followers. But ministers right in here, those who ate the food that Jesus provided. Then the third type. Well, I'm enjoying this, Lord. Because this is reading my mind. I want ministers to know this.
Yes, sir.
The third type of following. Y'all better be ready, too, because when the test comes, it's going to be on there. You better know them. Those who wanted leaders. John 6:15. I keep forgetting y'all out there, but I forgot it's hundreds of, over 100 of y'all out there. Y'all listening. Yo, listen. Jesus, therefore, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by fold to make him king, withdrawed again to the mountain by himself alone. They just want a leader.
Yes, sir.
To get him out of trouble.
Yes, sir.
See, these followers wanted strong leadership from Jesus to pursue their own course against the oppression of the Roman. See, they still got their own agenda. Now, look at me, class. Let me speak to you. To pursue and produce and function properly in this lifestyle of ministry, you will have to erase or permit the Holy Spirit to erase your agenda.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to have to come with a clean slate.
Yeah.
And then you have to crowd. What all great men and women of God have cried out, even Jesus himself, Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is so important. That's where the government come in, that you submit to the will of God, the way of God, and don't have your own agenda.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The next statement, they said they needed him for their personal agenda. They wanted to be a leader, but they needed him for their personal agenda. Now, you remember, they wasn't much concerned about his ministry. They just wanted to use his ministry to get what they wanted.
Yes,
then there are some hang because they saw the popularity, the fame, and the drawing capacity of Jesus' ministry.
Yeah.
So they want, I've had sons tell other guys who want to become a part of connect with me. He said, man, that ain't, you can't handle him. You know, because you most probably never ride on his jet. He bought it for privacy. See, some guys think they just get under you and they have, intolerant. No, no, no. I remember the man. The man is my security man. He's still here, Brian. One night I just got out of the spirit and I was flowing, and I don't remember asking him to come sit down with me and my boy. We got to the table. I said, "Who told you come sit down?" And the man been watching with me with a gun all night long. I said, "Who told you come sit at this table tonight?" He said, "Well, nobody." I said, "Well, you don't supposed to be here then." Wow. Yeah. You can't handle it. I look at your face. You can't handle it. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to go.
Right. Yes, sir.
Can me get up from the table? Yeah, get up.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I didn't tell you to come to the table.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See? And you'll stay. Sometimes I got a cuss in you. You'll stay a punk preacher.
Yeah.
If you not got it properly. I'm gonna tell you. You're gonna stay a little pimp preacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not gonna have power.
Yeah.
But if you train right,
yeah. Yes, sir.
When it's time for you to shoot the gun,
yeah.
You'll know exactly what to do, then you go train others.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See? Because they go and jump and join another camp.
Right.
When something like that happened,
yeah.
And that's all in training. They go run and go to another camp.
Yeah.
Now they got another test to pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
They saw the popularity, the fame, and the drawing capacity of Jesus' ministry, so they wanted him as their leader so they can be with him. It provided for them a hope to stir a rebellion, revolt against the government. See, you got to understand the time. The government was real strong on them that time. The Roman government was wiping them out. And they were looking for a savior, looking for a leader, looking for a deliverer. That's the word. But God the Father had sent Jesus to carry the responsibility of a heavenly government and kingdom. A heavenly government and kingdom. Not man government, not political. A heavenly government and kingdom. And the only way that you're going to understand a heavenly government and a heavenly kingdom is you're going to have a kingdom mindset. You're going to have to be kingdom driven. And you're going to have to be kingdom focused. You heard me?
Yes,
kingdom focused, kingdom driven, and you got to have a kingdom mindset, you know, based on Matthew 6:33.
Yeah.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things be added to you. That's a wrap right there. That's a wrap of the whole Bible right there.
Yes, sir.
See, God's ways of doing things right. That's what it would mean, see. And his righteousness.
Yes, sir.
See, I have a right to stand in the presence of God without any inferiority and get my demands met.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because of what Jesus did for me at the cross.
Yes, sir.
You have to know that as a minister. But God the Father, they wanted one thing, but God the Father had sent Jesus to carry the responsibility of a heavenly government and kingdom. That's where we've been. Have been missing it. This fivefold ministry, gift in divine order, the apostle, prophet down the line, we have missed it. Therefore, when we miss that, we miss the fruit. We miss that, we miss the gift. Miss that, we miss the supernatural. Miss that, we miss the miracle. Miss the sign. Miss the wonder. Miss the demonstration. Well organized. Superlative organized, but it's not a kingdom organization. It has too deep of a kinship to worldly principles. There's a political factor in the church that has born because the government wasn't in place to keep it down.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
So therefore, men and women who have been given an assignment, like Moses, Joshua, been given an assignment, like Paul and Silas and Timothy. I was studying the Pauline epistles and the three missionary journey.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Today cannot function like they should function because they don't know heavenly government. Nobody won't submit. Nobody won't admit. I feel the Holy Ghost coming in here right now. Waves of the Holy Ghost. I wish the Spirit could hit you because the Spirit would endorse this. I feel, see, I've been around. I could feel the anointing in me.
Yes,
I feel it when it's coming in. It's coming in right now.
Yes,
because to some degree, you have no idea what is being imparted in your spirit right now.
Yes.
It's pulling you from the crowd. It's pulling you from under the crowd that have piled up on top of people, that their gifts can't work.
Yeah.
And they can't function in an anointing. They're too busy catering to somebody who told them what way to go and didn't know what way to go themselves.
Yeah. Wow.
That won't happen to you.
Wow.
This school will pull you from under the pile. And you'll stand up as a unique individual ready to follow your call that God has given you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
His heavenly government and his heavenly kingdom, I cannot overemphasize the importance of heaven to earth instruction. The importance of us being like Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus lived under an open heaven.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And out of that heaven came a loud voice giving divine instruction.
Yes.
That couldn't be stopped by the enemy.
Wow.
You get a player student, you get in a place where you know you can't be stopped.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you have challenge, you'll be hit, but you know you sort of like, I remember when I was a boy, they bought me, it was a clown, but he was one of them bouncing clowns.
Yeah.
You hit him,
okay.
I hit him all I got. I got him now, bam, he come back up. Because
yeah.
he was on a spin, it's sort of like buoyancy, you see. It's sort of like taking a large beach ball. Tight but out, get out in the water, and a big ball by this side, and get on and see how much you're going to put it under there.
Yeah.
You're going to end up under more than the ball,
because
the ball made to be on top.
Yes.
And what I'm teaching you right now is you made to be on top.
Yeah.
Some people are going to try to put you down,
yeah.
But you can do what you want with that ball. You can talk to that ball. You can cuss that ball. You can do what you want. That ball will coming back up, partner.
Yes, sir.
And so that's what we need in ministry. You need to know your unique gift. But yet you need to be able to blend in. Yeah, you need to be. He was not drawn into the politics of men in an ugly kingdom. Politics. You got more politics in ministry. You know, you got the politics if you want to be somebody, they say. But I'll tell you what, you got the politics if you want to be nobody. The presence of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That's what you want. That's where you want to be. In who? Jesus.
Yes,
who? Jesus. That's why I want to be more than anything. Right in his, what?
Right, sir. Yes, sir.
Some of y'all are dead.
Yes,
in the presence of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Is where a minister want to be, or a Christian want to be. But
yes.
As a minister, all I want is the presence of the Lord. I don't want to be harsh and a separatist. But yet there's some things I can't go for.
Yes. Come on.
So you lose parent, relative, parent, I like that word, kinfolk,
yeah.
And friend.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Jesus wasn't going with the politics.
Yes, sir.
Here we see believers who use church politics to gain positions,
yeah.
And control in church government and ministries. Spirit of witchcraft,
yep.
And sorcery,
yep.
To manipulate the church for personal gain. 8th chapter of Acts, that's where that's at.
Yep.
He had the whole town hookwinked until the real government showed up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The real anointing. Turn to Acts chapter 8, we can't pass it up. The real anointing showed up. He had the whole town showed up.
Yes.
Until one man showed up with the real anointing. Well, I said, well, how many men? One man. Showed up with the real anointing. The power of one man or one woman who know their assignment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The power of one man.
Yes, sir.
Come on, class.
Yes.
Or one woman.
Yes,
knew that God has sent them.
Yes,
the power of one man or one woman that only got all their trust in Jesus. All their trust in God.
Yeah.
They're not trusting people. They're not trusting organizations.
Yes,
they're trusting God. In their prayer time, they get it straight before they leave out their house.
Yes,
God got me covered. They're walking a stream of grace. You get them over here, they get pop up over here. The blessing of the Lord just keep on coming. The favor of the Lord just keep on coming. And that way you can bless people. You can't struggle yourself consistently and get people delivered. You got to get out of the struggle. What I say? I say before you finish this school, you'll be out of the struggle. I pronounce that on you. Because the mindset and the anointing that you're going to receive in this school, you'll be completely equipped to never struggle again in your life. No more struggle. There's too much struggle in ministry, struggle in life. Take this information you're getting. Take these anointings you're getting. And you'll never struggle another day in your life. That's good news. I wish somebody told me that 35 years ago. The fourth type of fathers are those who sought fulfillment. And John 6:34. They said, therefore to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. They're trying to get filled, you see. They're seeking fulfillment. They sought a fulfillment for their spiritual life, but refused to acknowledge Jesus as their source of strength, hope, and future. Listen to this. They sought a fulfillment for their life, for their spiritual life, but they refused to acknowledge Jesus as their source of strength, as their source of hope, and as the source of one having a future. See, he has to be the source of everything. See, that's the key of not living on a fixed income. He is my source. Listen, let me get you out of debt and get you straight right quick and get you out of trouble right quick. It's going back to a simple thing. Believe it. Confess it. Receive it. That's a wrap. How faith come?
By hearing.
Hearing how?
By the word of God.
But every miracle you saw Jesus perform in the Bible, go through the gospel now, he brought that person to that position. Believe it, confess it, receive it. That's a wrap. You believe it and you keep on saying it.
Yes, sir.
In faith. They were attributing all the miracles of the past to the hands of Moses while Jesus declared that it was he who was the provider. See, they talk about Moses' bridge, you know, Moses, but Jesus, that was all about Jesus. Jesus said the statement that I am the bread of life. That bread Moses gave you wasn't a real bread. Even though it was miracle bread. But I'm the sustaining bread. So many today do not acknowledge Jesus as their source of joy, peace, and health. See, those who sought fulfillment, their jobs, career, families, and pleasures have taken the place of Jesus in bringing, ooh, Lord, just cut your ear, boy. Listen. Their job, let me read both of them together. So many today do not acknowledge Jesus as their source of joy, peace, and this book is simply written, and help, but it's so complicated. Their jobs, career, family, and pleasure has taken the place of Jesus in bringing fulfillment to their life. And then this statement here is just cut me. They seem to be more yield to a world system rather than Christ. See, this those who sought fulfillment. They're not looking for Jesus. They want fulfillment. They want their spiritual life right, but they won't take the Christ. They won't take the source of it. You know? They don't spend time in prayer. They don't do Hebrews 4:16 enough. You know what Hebrews 4:16 said, right? I'm going to mess with you. You know what Hebrews 4:16 said, right? Right. What? What did it say? Let what? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Now, I always thought that was coming when I got in trouble. Every fight that had been won was won before the man got in the ring. Every race call, you know what race call? The one who won that, it was won before he got out there. See, you go to the throne of grace and you be wearing grace when the trouble come. You be wearing grace and mercy. You already got it. You don't have to reach for it. So now the time you're going to spend in praise and prayer now is just to stay close to God, but you already got a thing won. So don't. See, we got a tendency to run to the throne. No, you ought to be a throne keeper on a daily basis. They seem to be more yield to a world system rather than Christ. Now, we can't let that, see this world system, and see that what happened to the church. That's back to government. We have a political, worldly government to a large degree, over 75 to 80. I want to go higher than that percent of the body of Christ. It's man control. And so what we have to do, you as a student here in these classes, have to hear the voice of the Lord and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And learn how to make the turn that you can get in a proper mode of ministry, proper mode in the spirit, that God can keep putting you in a fresh posture, that you can handle things in a divine way. The supernatural, once government is corrected, the supernatural will be an everyday event. He meant for it to be an everyday event, but government has been curtailed. And man stepped up and began to take credit. So therefore, the Holy Spirit can't work like he wants. See, the Holy Spirit cannot supply the juice or the power, the energy.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Because the honor of heavenly government, kingdom government, has to be in place.
Yes, yes.
See, Ephesians 4 wipe everything out. Ephesians 4 give us the lineup. And that's where the church should live, in Ephesians 4, and everything else will fall in place.
Yeah.
See, you come to a point where every joint supply, not where every joint trying to get a supply. Then the fifth group of followers was those who were hostile enemies of God. And John chapter 6, verse 30, you got your Bible? They said, therefore to him, What then do you do for a sign that we may see and believe you? What word do you perform? They were there because they wanted to test and trap him in his ways and in his answer to them. They tried. You know, they constantly were trying to trap him. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Remember that woman who got caught in adultery, and them guys said, man, she will be stoned to death. And wisdom came on the master. And the master said, well, yeah. Maybe she's supposed to die in essence. You know, you got to think.
Yeah.
Maybe she's supposed to die, but let's see if we get somebody here to kill her. Who going to kill her? Who qualified to kill this woman?
Yeah.
Who holy enough to kill this woman? Who ain't got no sin in their life?
Yeah.
Everybody left.
Yeah.
I know I would have left. Gone, man. And I don't practice sin, but I'd have left.
Yeah.
I know I wasn't qualified to kill nobody because they made a mistake. And that's where the culture of honor come in at.
Yes.
And that's what she, because we got from the government, we're just killing folk.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said the only person that killed their wounded is the church.
Yes.
Man, and admit I made a mistake. Yeah, he did. He did. Right. Local minister just got in trouble some months ago here. If I was a spiritual father, he'd still have his church. Because I'd have went there and preached with him and let him preach. Me and him rotate. I'd preach a half hour, he'd preach a half hour. Pass my anointing on to him. And the people would people recognize something going on.
Yeah.
I'll cover him. I'll preach a message of reconciliation and let him, then you preach the next 15 minutes.
Yes, sir.
We might do that for 6 months. See, that's and I never heard of that before. That's wisdom. See, but the committee got together. The man visioned all he had done all of the year. Man fell in a weak spot. Y'all knew who I'm talking about too. Most of y'all from Baton Rouge. Man lost his whole vision by having the committee set up. What about restoration? Yeah, they want to test and trap him. Now the reason I talk about this in Noah's ministry, because the fivefold, you listening?
Yes, sir.
The fivefold ministry gifts, which is the apostle, the prophet, pastor, teaching, and evangelist, right? Yes, Ephesians 4:11. That's Jesus. Let me say it again. Mm-hmm. The fivefold ministry gifts, that's Jesus. So if that's Jesus, the fivefold ministry gifts are going to go through the same thing with people that Jesus did. There's always somebody trying to test you or trap you. But my question is, and any one of your students tonight can answer that. You can answer it easily. Did they ever trap him?
No.
Well, they shouldn't trap you. See what I'm saying? If you stay in place, even with your weakness, there's a grace for your weakness. Paul told you that over and over again in his 14 epistles. There's a grace for your weaknesses that will finally make you strong in that area. You don't just keep on being weak if there's something, against you. Grace give you strength. They were always there within range to seek a clarification, test his reaction, or frustrate his movement and plan. Oh, my God. Dirty rascals. Listen. They were always there within range. They stayed close enough to seek a clarification. Boy, have you been to a good Baptist church? You've been in a good, some of y'all ain't been in a good Baptist church. A good traditional Baptist church is right here in this statement. They were always there with range to seek a clarification, test his reaction, or frustrate his movement and plan. That's why they never got it. That's why it was just family members in the church. Many of those who followed dwell in doubt and sowed discord and unbelief among the brethren. Now that spirit is still in the church, pastor. Y'all get, if somebody get ugly and crazy, just go ahead and get your ugly and crazy self and go. Why you want to talk to my other member? I'm leaving. You heard what he said Thursday? I know you're going to stay, but you know what he said, right? And you crazy enough to listen that long. So, hold that. I don't want to talk about that. You and your family, I love y'all. Go on. But me and my house going to serve the Lord where the Lord put us at. See, they're there. They sow discord. That's one of the things God hates, They provoke the people continue to doubt and reject him. They provoke the people continue to doubt and reject him. Talking about Jesus now. I'm saying if this happened to Jesus, sure enough, it will happen to you and I. They said in John 11:37, could not this man who opened the eye of the blind have kept this man also from dying? The odd point, this group is also found in churches. They block everything the pastor want to do. I've seen that boy. They block everything. They want to question every move and decision made by the pastor leadership. They resist the smooth flow of God's government in the church. No. Pastor making too many decisions here now. I just want to tell you tonight, I had a vision. We're going from a 9 o'clock service to a 10 o'clock service on Sunday morning. I had a vision. I saw something. I'll tell them Wednesday night. I'll tell them Sunday. Next Sunday, it'd be 10 o'clock. Yeah, who you ask? I ain't ask nobody. I heard from heaven, man. I saw something. I can't tell nobody right now, but I saw something. I saw something in this ministry that God about to do. And I'm going to cut back on all them long songs.
Yes, sir.
But I ain't had no meeting yet. And you watch what happened. Watch what happened. One of the things, I just, see, you the first part, and I ain't even told my car. I got some of my people in here. See, one of the things is, I don't have a local church.
All right.
I have people driving 2 or 3, some 4 hours to get here.
Right. Yes, sir.
See? Then I'm cutting my message back to 45 minutes. Unless a real strong anointing. See, I teach an hour every day, every time I teach.
Yes, sir.
All of this came to me in about 25, 30 seconds. And so I'll just tell the church Wayne tonight. Some of them gonna know for Wayne tonight because they already told it now. But what's so good about it is I don't have nothing to hide. I don't have to please nobody. Now when I shipped from, they told me I was at 10 one time. Anybody remember? Yeah. And I shipped to 9. Some of them didn't like it. And I come here one Sunday. I thought it was gonna be me and my family. Lots of them. I said, I'm going to preach hard today, partner. I'm going to enjoy myself. Because I'm going to do what God tells me to do.
Yes,
all right. That just was a good example to tell you how pastors should not be constipated in the spirit. There must maintain a flow if the church going to grow. They want to question every move and decision made by the pastor or leadership. Now, I've heard from God. I had a dream and a vision. Now, you mean to tell me I'm going to let some people override a dream and a vision from God? And I saw the results. Good God Almighty. I saw ladies with Baptist heads coming on in here. Hallelujah. They left their church and stopped by here. Hallelujah, said. I've been wanting to get to that church, but just the same time my church.
Yeah.
I saw them, boy. They had some pretty heads on, too. They resist the smooth flow of God's government in the church. Oh, God. A church with a smooth flow. Now, this is one of the churches. Oh, yes, I got strong people in here. We got a smooth flow. Sometimes ladies say, I don't quite understand all he's doing, but everything he's done worked out pretty smooth. I'm going with him. They operated under a spirit of intimidation and seemed to move to provoke the spirit of the people to utter frustration and discouragement. How many of y'all ever seen some of that in the church? Man, them devils get loose. Boy, them devils got loose one Sunday. I thought I was back in the bar. I just got in the church, you know. I just got saved. Man, I'm all there holding, you know, holding on, looking for Jesus to walk in any minute, you know. I've been on the other side. Man, them devils got loose, started raising sand and said, we ain't going to have that in here. I said, that's not the pastor. I want to say, Reb, you going to do something about this? Because, see, in the street, we used to do something about this. When somebody violated the leader, we used to do something about that. Who you talking to? What you say? Man. Then in Luke, in John 6:38, there are those who follow with inner struggles and fear. Inner struggles and fear. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life. Those who had abandoned all they had to follow Jesus but was unsure of their portion of destiny. See, they had inner struggles and inner fear. Though they had burned their bridges, yet they could not rest in his assurance. See, we got to come to that point. The rest. Mark 10:26-28, what it says? Mark 10:26. That's the inner struggle. Inner struggle and fear. They was astonished. He said 10:26, right? They were astonished out of measure. You know, Jesus had talked to that rich young ruler and told him that he said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And he's talking about those who trust in riches. And undoubtedly, these boys were rich. Because they brought, it wasn't going to bring no astonishment on a broke person. They ain't talking to me. I'm going to heaven. I'm broke. I ain't talking to me. He talking about them rich folk. Well, these guys was concerned. But they couldn't quite catch on what he was saying. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? We all rich. And Jesus looked upon them and said, with men it's impossible, with God, not with God, but with God all things are possible. How far it went? Then Peter began to say unto him, Lord, we have left all and have followed thee. What are we going to get? You see, the life of faith has to leave empty spaces sometimes. Let me talk to you now. The life of faith has to leave empty spaces sometime that you can't figure out.
Right.
Or you will not be operating in faith.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Once you learn how to operate in faith, the empty spot will make you excited.
Yeah.
Why? God is about to do something again.
Yeah.
I don't know how, I don't know when. But he's going to do it. See, but if you got inner struggle and fear, you're not trusting the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll direct your path. Now, you cannot operate in faith directing your own path. Faith has blinders on it that you cannot see where you're going. See, faith is led. Faith has to be led. Faith can't really truly know how it's going to get where it's going. But it's not faith. So now, if you don't have a proper connection of heavenly government, a proper connection with Jesus, when your faith level is pregnant and ready to change, you're going to abort the baby. You won't feel something. You won't see something. No, that's the best. Faith take you out in space. And you know God got to hold you up. If he don't hold you up, you know you're going to fall. Because you can't see nothing else to grab on to. Can't see nothing else to grab on to. So, in that scenario, the author said, even the answer of Jesus did not impress them. Their anxiety and fear will always rear their ugly head against their faith. You know, you see in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing. Everything about prayer and thanksgiving. Yeah. And then in 2 Timothy 1:6, it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Their anxiety and fear will always rear. These are the folks who follow with inner struggle and fear. They never permit faith to wipe their inner struggle out. They never permit faith to wipe the fear out. See. I almost, you know, and I've had some challenges, but I almost feel embarrassed for others who are, I see all the time they're fighting and struggling. I said, what they doing? What are they doing? Can you trust him? Right now, class, you're going to start right now tonight. Can you trust him? Can you do what I told you to do? Can you hear what he says, believe it, confess it, and receive it right on the spot? And then hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful to that promise. I'm fully persuaded that what he promised, he's also able to perform. See, we got, you see, I don't know if it's such a thing as overemphasizing faith. I don't know if it's such a thing, but you can deal with faith so long and leave so much else out that is an ingredient to work with faith that it, you can become crippled thinking you're operating in faith, but you don't have enough to go with it. And I think that's what happened in some of the movement we had. We came from a tradition of value over to faith, but we just faith. We didn't teach no structures around it.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't want to hear me, do you?
Yes, sir.
They didn't teach no struggles. Struggles. Structures. They taught some struggles around it. See, but the kingdom government going to really show us how faith works. Watch what I'm about to say now. It's coming out of my spirit. Faith works with a leader.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, that's good.
Because if you cannot submit to he or she whom God put over you, who you see every day, you're not going to submit to God.
Yes, sir.
You just lying. Tell me how I'm following God, but you're a lying heifer. You ain't following God.
Yes,
you're not following God.
Yes.
Because you can't follow he or she whom God put over you. You're not following God. You're lying. You're just trying to be spiritual. You're not spiritual. You got inner struggle. You got fear because you won't let go.
Yes, sir. That's it.
See? This the type of attitude. This the type of altitude. When you march and get your diploma. I want you to have these things on your mind.
Yes, sir.
That I'll never go back to the old ways no more, no matter what happens.
Yes, sir.
I know what I've been taught.
Yes,
and I know how to operate in the things of God.
Yes,
they are founding our churches with a heavy spirit of fear and anxiety. No one should go to a church and stay under a heavy fear and anxiety. After a protracted period of time, the pulpit should have said something to deal with fear. But if you are not submitted to government, no matter what the pulpit says, you already came here with your mind made up. Even though you got struggles, even though you got fears, even though you got anxiety, you still think you're right. Because you think it's a normal pattern. Baby, it's not a normal pattern to have inner fear. It's not an inner struggle. It's not a normal pattern. Lack is not a normal pattern. Colossians 2:10 says what? Look at it. It said we're complete in Christ. They do not feel complete in Christ. We're complete in Christ. You're not complete because you got a Lexus. The Lexus is complete because you're riding in it. You're complete in Christ. You don't have to have inner struggles. You don't have to have inner fears. You're complete in Christ. A good pastor must put that in their people so they'll know, yeah, you're at different levels. Y'all come through different stuff.
Yeah.
But finally, everything will balance out. Because
yes.
Everybody that went in Water Life Christian Center.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I'll say it tonight. Everybody that went in this school.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't come here as a winner. And it's not going to be the whole semester. You're going to get up one day and say, where in the hell I been? You see, let me give you a secret here. It's time for a secret. Facts are truth. Odds are truth, but real truth changes odds and facts. That's why Jesus said, you know the truth, truth make it free. Truth change everything. Truth change facts. See, they're not there, but truth gonna take it all. You have to know that truth changes fact, truth changes odds. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They feel there must be something more than needs to be added to their faith in order for Jesus is to be able to fulfill his word. They need more added to their faith. No. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that didn't seek him. They undermine and intimidate their own faith and lifestyle by constantly living in doubt and worry. And that's where Philippians 4:6 come in at. Man, just about nothing. The seventh type of follower who loves him with their life. John 6:69. And we have believed and have come to know that you're the Holy One of God. Hallelujah. That's what we want to get right there. Hey, that's clapping hand time, that boy. Look at, and we have believed and have come to know that you're the Holy One of God. That's why, boy, you get that. That's where you want to get. You don't want to be in that doubt and fear and all that, looking for fulfillment, looking for miracles. No. When we have believed and have come to know that you're the Holy One of God. Woo, Jesus. We have come to believe and have come to know. Not only believe, but we move from believing to knowing that you're the Holy One of God. Oh, hallelujah. All classes, that's what we got to get. That's what we got to get. Should we come to all them other followers? But this is the type of follower you want to be. See, who love him with their life. They said this, look. They followed him because they truly knew who he was. It wasn't following because of no miracle. It wasn't following because of no sign. It wasn't following because they had frustration. It wasn't following because they had inner struggle in the field. Huh? No. They followed him because they truly knew he was. Turn to Philippians 3:10. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. That I might know him. Don't ever try to function in ministry without knowing him. You need him. You need to know him. You can have a few friends, but you need to know him. You can have a few intercessors praying for you, but you need to know him yourself. See, your believing must change into knowing.
Yes,
this is the confidence we have in him. You know, if we ask anything. I know him. Yeah, I've been through the old school, you know. And we used to testify. I used to like them old sisters to testify, you know. They start out with a meter. You saying you ever been there? And then all of a sudden, boy, the anointing hit. I know him.
Yeah.
I tell you, church, I know him.
Yeah.
I tell you, church, he know me.
Yeah.
Boy, my hell, you happy? Lord Jesus. Lord coming today. I believe the Lord coming today. I know him.
Yeah.
I had a grandmother. I had an aunt lived to be 99. And she was singing, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." That was her meter. Shook the walls of the church, not just with song, with power. She's the one told me when the barrel started shaking on that concrete foundation, I went and called her, Auntie Alice. And I told her, I said, "Look, Auntie Alice, I'm on solid concrete and the barrel shaking up now. I don't know what's going on. Get back in there, boy. Get back in there. That's the Lord." I went back. She was singing, man, and she'll testify.
Yes, sir.
And they were in there and said, "I know him." See, we don't have that much in the church today. You know, put it stand up, test trials and tribulation. Everybody feeling sorry for him. He said, "Yeah, but no, I know him." Do you really know him, man? See, don't go through the motion. No. Get connected. It's so important. This is no game. You're not a basketball player here. You're not going to be an actor. This is real life. You got to deal with reality. Jesus is real.
Yes.
Woo, he heard me.
Yes, sir.
He heard me.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not crying.
Yes.
Jesus is real.
Yes.
This is a Jesus school.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, sir. So there's no substitute to knowing God on a very personal note. This is personal. I said this is personal. There's no meaning to our faith if we do not have clear relationship knowledge of Jesus and all he has done for us and is doing today. Boy, that's some powerful stuff. I'll tell you, I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, I want you to read that sixth chapter of John. I want you to go over those verses. I want you to go over these notes. And you see you come from one level to the final level in where you have a proper believing and a proper knowledge of Jesus. It all went through in that sixth chapter of John. So we can't believe him because of miracles. We can't believe him because of signs. We got to believe him for who he is. The signs and the miracles come along with him. But if you believe him for sign and there's no sign today, you lost as a goose in a hailstorm with no head on.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to understand that. On our next session, we're going to deal with principles that affect our following. Seven principles, I ought to point out, will turn us from being followers who follow him at a distance to those who will know him intimately and deeply. You know, you don't want to follow him from a distance for all. In those principles, a little highlight, I got a few minutes. We need to know by revelation who he is. See, the author said we cannot follow with strength and consistency someone we do not know intimately. Look here, class. I know him intimately.
Yes, sir.
How did it happen, Reverend? Time. Spending time with him. Learning his language. Learning the language of the Holy Spirit. It's just like the reason I pastor this church so easy. I'm not in my office half of the time. I ain't got no 50 members calling a day talking about they need prayer. We hear someone on the grapevine, take it up and pray for them and they get delivered. I'm not bogged down into man.
Yeah, sir.
By the grace of God, when I stand here, I got members in here, they know they're going to get a message. No doubt about it. They're going to get a message. There ain't going to be no bull crap. They're going to get a message. So that's important that you spend time knowing him intimately. You know, I feel like just reach out and grab Jesus' hand right now. He there.
Yes, sir.
I know Jesus there more than I know you sitting in that room. I see you. We don't see him. But I know he's here more than I know you here. Because you might not be here.
Right.
Come on, sir.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. That's good. That's good. That's good.
But he said he'll never leave me.
Yes.
Nor forsake me. You got to come to grip with that. And so these principles, we're going to learn how to follow Jesus closely. I like the way the author did it. He showed us people following for different reasons. Now he's going to teach the principles that we know by revelation. We need to choose the type of relationship we want with him. And taking it to another level. I'm going to have fun with this.
Yes, sir.
We need to covenant ourselves in an ongoing fashion. Being inconsistent in our hearts, keeping it from distraction, good God Almighty, and from temptation to have the things of this world. See, we got to get to the point where we're not distracted, and we got to get to the point that we have a fresh word when temptation comes. No, you don't have to fall. You don't have to fail. And then, when Jesus said, come to me all your labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for meek and lowly in heart, you'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He wasn't meaning you wasn't going to have no burden. He wasn't meaning you wasn't going to have no yoke. But there's a yoke and a burden exchange.
Yes.
You're taking on his yoke.
Yes, sir.
And his burden.
Yes, sir.
And he is in that yoke with you. And he's under those burden with you. Because we are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the burden we have. Burden for people alive. Lost souls. That have never heard the cross. Heard the gospel. So we need to carry the burden of the Lord and passionately choose to do his will. Let me give you a piece of pie here. The people that I've been assigned to is on my mind more than me myself. I spend very little time on me. I'm preparing myself to be to the people or to bring to the people what he's want the people to have. Yes, sir. And he blessed me all the time. I leave a gap, come back and the gap closed. Yes. Leave an empty table, come back and the table full. Yeah. Wow. 'Cause you take care of his business. Yes, sir. And the Lord is good.
Yes, sir.
All the time.
So
I'm trying to close, Claire, but it's like I need to say something to somebody.
Yes, sir.
This space that you're in now, it don't seem like you can walk in it. It don't seem like it's going to work out. It doesn't seem like it don't ever end. The longer the trial, the greater the reward. Because you learn so much. You're in the school of discipline. You're in the school. The Lord is trying to take you out of the school of disgrace. See, it's disgrace not to believe God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See. So I don't know where you are now. The hundreds is watching by the internet. I don't know where you are now in your life. Know what kind of calling you got on your life, what God has told you to do, how long you've been doing it. Many of you haven't been working out like it should. There's information that you have to get from government.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good
yes,
God
sir.
Almighty.
Yes, sir.
That can change your life.
Yes, sir.
Just like that.
Yes, sir.
See. And so, why you, babe, oh my goodness. You're here because he drawed you here.
Yes. Yes, sir.
There's some things that God want to put in you.
Yes.
Yes. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, there are moments you're going to feel like you're a failure. But you're not. There are moments you're going to feel like you're failing, but you're not. Why? You can't fail. Learn the lesson. Maybe, just maybe, it's something you're doing God trying to change. Before you get further up, you're going to make a bigger shipwreck. So we got to change it at this level. If you never learn to submit to the change at this level, you're never going to progress to the next level. You keep doing, they say that, so insanity.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You keep doing the same thing, getting you think you're going to get a different result.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's some adjustment.
Right.
All of us have to make adjustment in the spirit.
Right.
God said, hey, Leroy, you're going the wrong way. I said, Lord, but I've been 40 miles down the road now, almost there. He said, no, you ain't there. You're going the opposite way I want you to go. So now you're 80 miles away. God sent you to this school.
Yes, sir.
To challenge you.
Yes, sir.
These apostolic anointing are going to challenge you.
Yes, sir.
To challenge you to see how mad you're going to get before you're willing to change. You never want a yes man or a yes woman to lead you.
Yes,
they will get you killed.
Yes, sir.
Because they're politic.
Yes, sir.
I imagine I could have about 500 or 600 sons if I was a yes man. And in politics, most of them left wrong. This boy, you're trying to leave right. Right now, he's leaving right. But most of them left wrong. I said something to him. He's supposed to get mad. He's supposed to be gone. But he said, I ain't going nowhere. I tried him. I kicked him. I kick him, Melvin. Yeah. So I ain't what I got to do with you.
Right.
Lord ain't told me nothing. Goodbye.
Yes, sir.
God, dog, man, that's cold.
Wow.
I got so many little Mickey Mouse pass-throughers here. They're out there now with their little Mickey Mouse salve, and they ain't doing nothing. They're not going to ever do nothing until they come back and get it right with me. That's government.
Yes, sir.
I don't like that. You ain't nothing but a man. What?
Come on, man.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Stop this mule here. Whoa.
Yes, sir.
What you said?
Yes.
See, you don't understand government. From my nothingness, God have created me to trust him.
Yes.
See, that's position that it's the Lord's doing.
Yes.
And it's marvelous in our eyes.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Are you getting this? Are you grasping this?
Yes, sir.
That's what you're here for. You're here to be challenged.
Yes, sir.
You're here to be challenged. You're going to be challenged here.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be a few things you're going to have to cut loose.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a whole lot of things you'll be able to grab.
Yeah.
Your personality is going to change in this school. We're not going to change. Because there's a boldness and there's much prayer.
Yeah.
This school will bring holiness in your life.
Yes, sir.
You'll leave here with a pure heart.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So every night you come to school, you ain't going to be skipping. You know, you don't work, you don't left job, had to feed them children before you left out and all kinds of stuff. And you don't come here hot every night, but just come here in faith.
Yes, sir.
And you get taught. Let me pray for you.
Yes,
Father, we thank you for extreme anointing flowing through this place tonight. This lesson was such a great lesson. It done so much for me.
Thank you, Father.
And we come to the point right now that every one of these students, my goodness, can operate under a pureness of love for Jesus.
Yes.
That be their personal contact and their personal motive in ministry. And I know, Father, because of that, we're here tonight. So I'm thankful for every woman on the sound of my voice in these classes, both here and by internet and Roku, and every man. And Father, I pray that the apostolic anointing will rest upon each one of them in a divine way. You'll show them their path. You'll show them their place. You'll show them the timing. I thank you now, Father. I thank you that the things, the inner struggles of fear that have tried to cling to their life, the doubt, the anxiety, anything that tried to hold them back, the things that are not working like they should, or they're not getting a fast enough break, I ask you to calm them down, anoint them, and let them walk by faith. I thank you for this school. I thank you for all the instructors. Keep anointing them, each one of them. My sons in the gospel, none of them deeper dimension of anointing, that these classes will make a loud noise in the world system and a deep glory in the kingdom. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now study those principles, right? They in the book, right?
Yes,
study those principles. I think it's 7 of them. And they got, and we need to get the 4 kind of believers. That's the next chapter. Now that's really, I've taught some of that, but the 4 kind of believers is very important for you to have a concept of that in ministry. Even though you're not pastoring a church, you may not be, but you need to be able to go in a church and locate a pioneer, an enabler, a resistor. Got 2 type of resistors. We're going to study that. These are things, all of these things have to be in place for government. All right?
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Bless you, sir.
I rest my case.